It is September 14th. Do you know why this war became possible in the first place? Because Putin was confident that he would win and subjugate Ukraine. And where did this confidence come from? It came from Ukrainian pro-Russian politicians, traitors and agents of Moscow's influence in Ukraine. They convinced Putin that Ukrainians would be easy to defeat, that they were so afraid of him that they would not resist, that they were simply paralyzed by fear. All these pro-Russian agents are saying exactly what Western deputies, ministers, prime ministers and presidents say about their countries. They openly admit that they withhold military aid to Ukraine and do not provide us with enough weapons only because they fear Putin. They are afraid to provoke his aggression. Listen, this literally repeats what Putin's agents told him about Ukraine. It was these narratives that provoked him to attack Ukraine. He thought our country was so frightened that it would surrender immediately. And when I hear something like, we don't want to provoke Putin, we are afraid he'll attack us from Western politicians, I want to shout, what are you doing? You are demonstrating to Putin that you are weak, that you're afraid to fight him. And by doing so, you are inviting war upon yourself. Don't think that Russia's attack on West is an impossible scenario. In the last century, few could imagine that Nazi Germany invasion of Czechoslovakia would in a few years lead to the largest war in history, with nearly all of old Europe in flames. And even in the far-off Australia, plans were being prepared for the evacuation of the entire northern part of the continent in case of a very real enemy occupation. And all of this became possible only because of the indecision and evident fear of Western leaders, which convinced aggressors that they could win. Back when, deputies, ministers, prime ministers and presidents also did not want to provoke Hitler, Mussolini and Hirohito, and they got a world war in return. I'm going to say some harsh things now, but I have to say it. Putin isn't killing Europeans and Americans only because he is currently busy killing Ukrainians. You and your children are alive because Putin is more interested in killing us and our children right now. If we run out or don't have enough ammunition and weapons to resist, he will turn his attention to you. That is why everything Western countries provide to Ukraine is actually working in their favor. Every shell you buy to destroy Russians is aimed at your enemies. Every first aid kit you send for a Ukrainian soldier saves the life of your defender. You are in a fortunate position right now. You can actively participate in the fight against evil by simply helping Ukrainians. You can destroy your enemies and save the lives of your defenders without personally being in the trenches or risking anything at all. Just by assisting Ukraine and Ukrainians, this help is the best investment in your life because you are investing in a peaceful future for yourself and your children. You know, in the time of Alexander the Great, the Greeks had an old and wise general named Phocion, who became famous for preserving his fellow Athenians by making their allies fight in their place. He spared no weapons, horses or gold for these allies, as long as they and not his own people took responsibility for the war against their enemies. His main achievement in life he considered to be the Athenian city cemetery because it was there that thousands of people were buried who died of old age at home in their own beds and not from wounds on the battlefield in their youth. Each of you can be like Phocion, preserving yourself and your loved ones by helping your allies.